This is episode number 14 of the Obsessive Creative Podcast. This is a community of relentless creators, and here we talk about what it's like to be compelled and obsessed to create things that matter. And of course, we stay away from stressful topics like social media, taxes, and business development. I'm your host, Luke Cleland, and you can stay up to date on all things obsessive and creative by following me on Instagram at LukeWTCleland. Let's get into the show. So this is part two to last week's episode, number 13, Scheduling Inspiration. And as I was thinking through all those great ideas, right, about facing your work, showing up to meet inspiration, I realized, what do you do if you can't even get yourself to the desk, right? Like, what do you do if you can't even get yourself to enter the room where the desk is? And I've been there before where you just can't do it, right? You have all the desire in the world to make and to create, but you just can't face the empty page. My wife, Allie, was telling me about this book recently that was mentioned in a podcast she was listening to. And I haven't read it, and neither has Allie. So this is really a friend of a friend of a friend situation. But I think the title of this book alone could teach us a lot. And the title is Shame. So S-H-A-M-E. But it's spelt with the little periods in between each word. So it stands for something. It stands for should have already mastered everything. And when she told me that book title, it hit me really hard. Because I don't know about you, but it's so easy to have this crushing expectation of yourself, right? You want to start something, you want to start your work, you want to work on your idea, and you want to delve into creativity, but there's this nagging feeling of, I should have done it already. Like, I should have started this a long time ago, but I didn't. I should have mastered it, but I didn't. So I want to talk about three things that could help us get past our shame and get in front of that desk so we can start scheduling inspiration every day. So number one, I think, is we need to accept where we are. We need to just get on the scale. So there is a time in my career that I was obviously overworking and hustling a little too hard, and I forgot to take care of myself. And I realized I was eating out of the four main food groups, and that is cereal, granola bars, bread, and fast food. And I gained I gained a bunch of weight, and I didn't even realize it. And then my pants started to get tight, but that's probably just because I put them in the dryer, right? Like, I put them in the dryer too long, and that's what happened. Then I started seeing myself in the mirror, and then it was just like, oh yeah, no, it's just bad lighting. It's just a bad day for me. Do you know what that's called? It's called denial. And I couldn't admit to myself that I was gaining weight. But then something happened, right? I dusted off the scale. I put in some new batteries. I stood on that sucker, and boom, there it was, in black, stark letters. I had never seen that number before. And you know what happened? I took my four main food groups. I put them in a bag, drove them to my parents' house, and said, here, do you want some granola bars, some free granola bars and bread? Because I'm done with these things. I am changing what I eat. Because I was done. I finally accepted that I was not eating well, that I wasn't where I wanted to be. I wasn't becoming the person I wanted to be. Quite literally, I was changing shape. But it took until I accepted that I could finally make some changes. I think the first thing in really pressing into your creative work that you maybe never have done before is accepting where you are. And that's hard. It's accepting that you haven't done it before. It's accepting that maybe you should have started a long time ago. But it's accepting where you are now and not shaming yourself over it and not shaming yourself over things you feel like you should have mastered already. I should have mastered what I ate. I should have mastered working out. I should have mastered running. But you know what would have happened if all I said to myself was, I should have, I would have not lost 1 pound. But I was stuck in the past of what I didn't want to be. And when you get stuck in the past, you just keep doing what you did in the past. I probably would have kept gaining weight because it's not until you can accept where you are that you can start going somewhere new. It's not until you realize where you are on Google Maps that you can actually get to your new destination. And all that shame does, all the beating yourself up does, is keep you grounded right where you are. And that's, you have no idea where you are. And it's really easy when things aren't going well that in that type of situation, you can just start blaming other people or just looking at other people that are doing well and getting angry and getting jealous because they have gotten some secret sauce passed to them that helped them succeed. The only problem is that you're the only one that can change your situation. Right? It's kind of the best and the worst news because you will be the one that will keep yourself right where you are. And you also can be the one that dusts yourself off, that gets to your dream and makes it happen. You are the only one that can take that bread and granola bars and cereals out of your door. So number two is take bite sizes. Okay, I promise that this is not a losing weight episode and running motivation, but now that we're on the train of thought, I just have to keep going at this point. So why are all those lines at your local Planet Fitness on January 2nd incredibly long? And then by February 2nd, they're empty. Is it really because people are lazy and they don't want to work out and they just give up on things? I don't think so. I think it's because we don't want to accept where we are, right? We go for the Super Bowl right from the couch. And it's not like, oh, well, let me start walking. Maybe I can start walking and that will kind of like get me into the working out mode. Oh, no, no, no. It's like, let's go to the gym. Let's do push-ups. Let's do pull-ups, other workout names that I can't think of right now. It's like, let me start triathlons now. Otherwise, forget it. I remember listening to this interview of an Olympic runner and how he advised people if they want to start running, if they want to get into running, that they don't focus on running right away. He advised people to put on their running shoes. Like, don't start with like how many miles I'm going to run. Start by putting on your running shoes. And maybe that's all you have to do for the day. And then the next day, get your running shoes on and go through the door. And the next day, maybe get your running shoes on, go through the door and walk to the stop sign and then turn around and come back. It's that same reason why after starting a creative project that we've wanted to do, we get spooked after the first hours. Because maybe next year will be better. Maybe like I'll be able to, you know, climb this mountain another month or another year. It's these insane expectations that we have and we fall apart when we obviously can't attain them. So maybe it's just putting the battery in your camera and that's it. And then maybe it's just pulling the paints out, dusting them off, and then putting them back in. Maybe it's writing just one sentence. And the great thing about little bite sizes, those small steps, those steady increases, is the difference between step one and two, they aren't very impressive. And maybe they feel silly and they feel stupid. But if you're to look at steps 1 and 200 side by side, they look very different. And they look pretty impressive. And if you want to get to step 200, you need to do all the ones in between. One of my favorite views of Paris, I talk about Paris a lot, as I'm sure you've gathered so far, is taking the steps to the top of Notre Dame. You have to line up. It's obviously not open anymore. They're still restoring it after the fire, but you have to get there really early to beat all the lines, and you just line up on the side. It's kind of a little bit indescript. Like, you just line up on the side of the church, and you go through this little narrow door, and it goes up this winding staircase to the top of Notre Dame. And while you're going up, it's repetitive, and they have these tiny little steps that, like, go around and around in a circle up this kind of turret thing until you get to the top. And it's just one step at a time, over and over and over again, and you feel a little dizzy because you're going in a circle up these little steps at a time. And the steps are so tiny, they're kind of annoying because you kind of trip on yourself because they're almost too small. And sure, you get a little tired, but you keep going because really you have no choice because there's a whole line of people behind you. So you can't turn around at this point. But sure enough, eventually you emerge out of the darkness, out of this little narrow stairwell, and you get to the most spectacular views of Paris. And you know what you're not mad about when you get to the view? You are not mad at the baby steps. Like, sure, they were annoying at a time, but they got you to the top. And you understood their purpose. Because the stairs, they did all the work. Don't be someone who tries to jump from the bottom right to the top tower. Like, that's ridiculous. But don't be the one that says steps aren't for you. Number 3, and lastly, eating the whole elephant is a terrible goal because elephants are too big. And who eats elephant? Like, what is this phrase? Like, eating an elephant a spoonful at a time or whatever that is. Oh, it's so weird. When I started out in photography, I really had no idea what photographers got paid. And to be honest, I didn't even realize it was a job possibility. I told you this story recently, but when I got my first real kind of client, they paid me $40 to take photos of them. And I was shocked and excited. And why? Like, $40 does not seem like a lot of money. But for me at the time, my expectations were so that, like, I was doing this as a hobby and I would do that for free. But then I had these people that saw my work as valuable and they wanted to trade money for the value of my work. And it was exhilarating. Like I was so excited. I felt like successful because I had certain expectations. I had these certain expectations that when they were met, I felt like I succeeded in something. So what is success to you? Not someone else's success, but what is successful for you? Like, what would feel like a win? What would really feel like a step forward? And maybe if you're saying, like, a gallery deal in the MoMA as your first goal, then maybe you need to go back to step one and accept where you really are. But, or maybe not. Maybe you're just like a genius. But more likely than not, like, maybe looking closely at the first step of, like, accepting where you really are. Because it's so easy to take on other people's expectations or what other people call success when for you, actually something in the middle would be just as incredible and just as amazing. But I know what you're saying. If you don't aim at anything, then you'll get zero every time, right? The phrase, if you don't take a shot, you'll miss every shot you don't take or whatever. And sure, that may be true, but at the same time, if you aim for the stars, you may just go back to your bed and sleep because you will, it will feel impossible to get to the stars and you will feel like a failure because you couldn't do this incredible task that was ahead of you. So I'm not saying don't make big goals, and I'm not saying don't make multiple goals, but I am saying your focus should be on the next right goal for you. Because when you schedule your inspiration, when you come to that desk to work, maybe the best goal for you is just to schedule 30 seconds of inspiration time. And then the next day, okay, let's do it for 60 seconds. I can do 60 seconds. And then the next day, let's do 62 seconds. And then before long, man, you're going to have long chats with the goddess of inspiration that you'll even forget about lunch. Because maybe real success for you would just be to show up and write page one. Maybe real success for you would be to dust off your running shoes. And maybe real success for you would be to make six figures. But the reality is, we're all at different steps. And so success is going to look different for all of us. But the thing that we do have in common is the baby step right in front of us. Because if you accept where you are and you make that realistic goal and you take the next baby step, it is going to feel so good. And before long, you're not even going to think twice about scheduling that inspiration. Because being scared to get into the room to face that empty page, ugh, that was so last step. Everything I need to know. Something about the rain. Thank you so much for listening this week. I hope each episode really does encourage you to lean into who you are as a creative and do work that matters. If you love this podcast, I would love for you to leave a review. And it doesn't even have to be any words. Just a rating would be awesome. Share it with someone that you think would appreciate it. And until next week, stay obsessed.